Mini episode 1006 of the FDH Lounge is brought to you by Sportsology, delivering unconventional columns and webcasts about sports, TV, music, movies, and more. Follow them on the web at sportsology.com.
The FDH Lounge. You want to schedule your life around it.
A long time ago, on a gloomy, wet Cleveland spring night, two men stand alone amidst the late night drizzle. Their voices echo across the vacant station parking lot as they debate the merits of the great American radio show that have been missing for far too long. On that night, an idea was born. That idea became the FDH Lounge. Welcome to the FDH Lounge.
Welcome to FDH Lounge mini episode number 1006. I'm FDH managing partner Rick Morris here with our season 4 preview of Better Call Saul. Here's our top 5 questions heading into the season premiere. Number 5, how will we see Mike change into more of the ruthless killer that he was in Breaking Bad? We've now learned his Philly backstory and seen him go through his quest for revenge against Hector Salamaca, but now that the old man's reached his bell-ringing stage, Mike's just got a job with Gus that will help him put aside money for the family. In terms of how far he'll eventually go for Gus, how does their relationship progress to that point? This season will deliver at least some strong clues. Number 4, what's going to be going through Kim's mind? She almost drove herself to death, literally, with her workaholism. She's been disappointed in Jimmy while still being drawn to him. And now she and Jimmy have given up their office, just as Jimmy is about to face the heartbreak of a lifetime in the loss of his big brother. We know that she's not on the canvas of Breaking Bad, but we don't know why. By the end of the season, we'll probably have a much better idea why. Number 3, what happens to Chuck's cash-out money from HHM? Come to think of it, we never saw him deposit that first check in the bank, so maybe it burned up with him. Regardless, Howard Hamlin still owes somebody a boatload of money in return for uncontested ownership of HHM, and you better believe that Jimmy's going to be fighting for his fair share. Plus, Chuck lived frugally and made grade cheese as a lawyer, so that entire estate is going to motivate Jimmy to get a piece. There's no way that somebody as hateful toward his younger brother as Chuck was would have willingly left a dime to the old slipper, but he really had nobody else left in his life, and it's possible that he had put off such a decision, which would leave it to the courts and possibly Jimmy as the closest living relative. In the end, financially and personally, it's going to make that final break with Chuck that much more painful to Howard as well. Number 2, where do Gus and Nacho go from here? That knowing look that Gus shot Nacho in the season 3 finale most definitely meant something. When the Chicken Man figures out that Hector was set up by one of his own lieutenants feeding him placebos, he'll have something on one of the leading players left inside the Salamaca organization. We know that Gus will come to regret not letting Hector die in that parking lot, but in the meantime, how will he leverage Nacho and the others in that corner of the cartel world? Number 1, how will Chuck's sad ending continue to move Jimmy closer to becoming Saul? The core question in this series, as it would be in any prequel, is how the events move us towards what we know is waiting. In this case, Jimmy McGill's ultimate abandonment of his identity to don the skin of Saul Goodman. He took his strongest steps towards becoming Saul by the middle of season 3, but he flinched at going further on a few occasions. Right now, there's not much except the devotion of Kim that's keeping him rooted to being even a halfway honest person, and he's tested her devotion previously. All along, we knew that there would be at least one hammer blow to his psyche that would put him on his ultimate trajectory, and we've seen two big ones already: the revelation of his brother's treachery at the end of season 1, and now, his brother's demise at the end of season 3. Jimmy will never have closure in that defining relationship in his life. The writers have been fairly overt in saying that season 4 doesn't represent the end of the journey to Sauldom, but it has to represent some large pieces of it. How Jimmy deals with this latest tragedy will have a lot to say about how much closer he comes to the Rubicon that we know he's going to cross at some point. Thank you for checking out this mini-episode of the FDH Lounge.
As we bring the show to a close, we would like to extend our deepest gratitude to NBC, CBS, ABC, Fox, All Clear Channel affiliates, TNT, TBS, USA, UPN, Deadspin.com, YouTube.com, YTMND.com, MySpace.com, various blogs, Fox News, CNN, CNBC, MSNBC, IAmBored.com, Billboard.com, Google.com, ESPN, ESPN2, ESPN News, ESPN Classics, NBA TV, NFL Network, Sports Time Ohio, Ohio, Athlon Magazine, Comedy Central, Cartoon Network, The Boomerang Channel, QVC, BET, The Spice Channel, Steno Notebooks, Manwich, Paper Mate Office Supplies, Waitresses, Strippers, Bartenders, Garbage Men, Janitors, Microwave Popcorn, The Writers of The Office, Scrubs, Entourage, My Name is Earl, Oz, Metalocalypse and the Boondocks, Awkwafina, and The Periodic Table of Elements.